I'm back. Absolute Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. And my man Fleas behind the glass, whose last show before he takes off to Port St. Lucie. Sunshine, Mets baseball, no snow to shovel out. Supposedly another storm is on the way this weekend, Sunday into Monday. I'm hoping for 18 more inches of snow. Suck it! I don't have to shovel, so I don't give a rat's. You know what? I don't care. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. Spring training baseball's in full gear. WBC's right around the corner. Do the Giants have too many hands in the cookie jar? But I'm going to start with the disgusting performance of the New York Knicks. In Cleveland, big game in the standings. After the loss, the Knicks and the Cavs now have the same record. The Knicks win the season series 2-1. Cavs 37-22, Knicks 37-22. Cavs 8-2 in their last 10, Knicks 6-4 in their last 10. Here's my problem with the Knicks. And then you can say, oh, it's regular season. No, this is a bigger regular season than most. Why? They fired the head coach in the offseason. The guy that took him to the conference finals. The guy that I wanted back. Now, if he didn't want to change, then that's on him. He had his flaws. But the team played. Did he run some of the plays into the ground? Yeah. But you're also getting paid boatloads and boatloads of money to play a sport, to play a game. So, yes, he did run some of the plays into the ground. But, again, they took every step under Tom Thibodeau. Every step. Make the playoffs. Next round, semifinals, then conference finals. Listen to their daddies, the Indiana Pacers, and the Pacers will be their daddies until the Knicks dethrone them. See, that's how you do it. You keep it a buck. You don't have your fandom thong on with your pom-poms. You keep it a buck. The Pacers or the Knicks daddies. End of story. But they fired Tibbs, correct? And they went on this crazy-ass coaching search. Speaking of coaches that were still on the contract, some people might say they didn't have a plan. They kicked the tires. What's the worst somebody could say? No. It's like that ugly dude who asked the hottest girl out in school. What are you afraid? Ask. If she says no, she says no. Move on. So the Knicks asked Jason Kidd, Udoku, a bunch of other coaches that are in the league. Organization said, no. So then they went to Mike Brown. Mike Brown was brought in to take the offense to the next level, even though the Knicks offense was up there last season under Tibbs. Correct? Correct. Mike Brown is here to take the Knicks to the next level. Correct? That's what we thought. That's what we assumed. That's what we hoped for. Answer me this. Why is Karl-Anthony Towns having the worst year of his career under Mike Brown? When he was brought here to help the pairing of Brunson and Towns take it to the next level. What the hell happened? Last night, Karl-Anthony Towns, and I had to read this 6 or 7 times to make sure my eyes were not on crack. 5 shots, 5 field goals. 5 for 5. When you have Bridges, 6 for 17, Brunson, 6 for 19, OG, 2 for 9. I'm getting sick of these OG and Bridges coming up small in games, the single digits in these games. So I'll get into that in a little bit. The Knicks are not going anywhere if that's the case in the playoffs. Karl-Anthony Towns is 5 for 5, and the 3-point shot is not falling. Where's the plan B? Do you even have a plan B? Forget C. That might be asking for too much. Do you even have a plan B? Anybody? How many games have we seen the Knicks this year when they lose and the three-point shot is just not falling and they keep chucking away? When you have one of the best big men in the game, who Jalen Brunson versus the Rockets said, get your ass in the post. Get your ass in the post. I've been screaming this for the longest time when it comes to Karl-Anthony Towns. Get his ass in the post. The three-point shot's not falling for the team. Jumpers are not falling. Kick it inside to the big man. He can pass the ball. He can find the open players. Again, he's one of the most talented big men in the league. I'm defending Cat here. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I am. Jalen Brunson is the point guard of this team, correct? And I love Jalen Brunson. How about you go to the coach and say, hey, listen, shots are not falling. Let's post up Cat. Let him, you know, work the ball out of the post, find the open man, find a guy cutting to the basket. Let's change it up. Because clearly, versus the Cavaliers, there was no plan B. 10 for 37 from three-point range. 27% from three-point range. That sucks. That's horrible basketball. Now, I know a lot of the old-timers, the old farts out there, are tired of all the three-point shooting. I wish it was like the 90s. Facts are facts. The players now, 1 through 5, are way more developed than they were back in the day. And I love 90s basketball. I love the 80-something, the 80-something grinding. I loved it. Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Anthony Mason. I loved it. That was my childhood. We didn't win a damn thing. A couple of finals appearances. But I loved it. It's a different game now. It just is. 1 through 5, most guys, not all, can shoot the three. And shoot it well. The part that pisses me off when it comes to the three-point shooting is when the shot's not falling, no one has a plan B. That's the problem. No one. You know after a couple of quarters that, hey, it's not falling. You have the 1-2 punch of Jalen Brunson. You traded Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and you brought in Karl-Anthony Towns to have a big presence. To have a skilled big man. And he definitely is. But 5 shots? We've seen this multiple times. 1 for 6. Didn't he have that against the Pistons? That was his box score, 6 points, 1 rebound. Whatever the hell it was. It sucked. One of the games versus the Pistons. Not the most recent ass kicking the Knicks got at home. Haven't we seen this before? I don't get it. To see Jalen Brunson yelling, screaming at Karl-Anthony Towns and that Rockets comeback. The Knicks were fortunate to win because the Rockets went ice cold. Knicks were fortunate to win. You clearly see him saying, get your ass in the post. So when the three-point shot's not falling versus Cleveland, why not get his ass in the post? Why not? Mike Brown was brought in to take the Knicks to the finals and to win a championship. How do I feel right now? Not so good. Could it be Monday? Well, now Tuesday, Wednesday, morning quarterback? Maybe. Because come playoff time, it could all change. We saw last year, Boston swept our asses. Cleveland kicked our ass. OKC destroyed our ass. And what happened? Knicks got to the conference finals. And they knocked off the Boston Celtics. Not their daddies, the Pacers, but they knocked off the Boston Celtics. What happens this year? What happens if the Knicks go out in the semis? What happens, God forbid, the Knicks get knocked out in the first freaking round? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Mike Brown's going to be one and done. One and done. Because you went completely backwards. You didn't even get to the conference finals. You got knocked out before that. That's a disgrace. That's awful. And Mike Brown sounds like a broken record at these press conferences. It's the same thing. Well, you know, we got to come with a, you know, figure it out. It's almost playoff time, schmuck. Figure it out. What are we doing? It's frustrating when I'm not a paid professional. I'm not a head coach. I'm not an assistant coach. But it's frustrating. And I played high school basketball, and I played basketball all my life. And I've watched the game like a lot of you guys and gals out there. A lot. When it's clear as day, the three-point shot is not falling. Brick after brick after brick after brick. Building condos, penthouses, whatever you want to build. Just disgusting basketball. And you're screaming at the TV. Cat, get in the post. Feed him in the post. Work out of the post. Switch it up. It's frustrating. Mike Brown was brought in to take this team to the finals. There's a plan A. There's no damn plan B. None at all. None. And it pisses me off. It's beautiful when the threes are falling. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I'll give Kerry credit. Tiki's friend, we've become friends now online. She said, this is the Boston Celtics of last year, the Knicks team. Chucking up all these threes and hoping for the best. No plan B. I added the plan B part. So I'm going to give her the credit that this Knicks team is like last year's Boston team. Chucking up all the threes, and if they don't fall, the Knicks are done. The Knicks are done. I thought Mike Brown was supposed to come in. Ball movement, less dribbling. Everybody involved. Mikal Bridges, remember? He supposedly was bitching and moaning about Tibbs. Karl-Anthony Towns supposedly bitching and moaning about Tibbs. Well, Karl-Anthony Towns has gone backwards this year. Mikal Bridges looks like a lost puppy a lot of the time out there on the court. I don't regret trading for him. I don't regret sending the picks. I don't regret any of that. But breaking news. If the Knicks, our beloved New York Knicks, the team that plays at Madison Square Garden, the team that fired the coach that took him to the conference finals in the offseason, if the Knicks don't make, forget the finals. They have to make the finals for me. But if they don't make the conference finals, heads are going to roll. Mike Brown is going to be one and done. And this team's going to look a whole lot different next season. Everyone. Yes, even the guy we all love, Jalen Brunson. Everyone will be gettable, obtainable in a trade. No one will be untouchable. This team will look different. I don't want it to. I want this team to get to the finals. I'm not rooting for them to fail. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I hope this team wins this amount of games so they fire the GM and blah, blah, blah. No. I want my team to succeed. I've seen enough of crap basketball as a Knicks fan. 90s, beautiful. Early 2000s, a little beautiful. Then sucky basketball. Then the Knicks make a playoffs. With Carmelo and Amari, we think, okay, times are going to turn good. And then crap basketball for a long time. And now the Knicks are back. They're relevant. I won a championship in my lifetime. If the Knicks don't make the finals, it's a failure of a season. If the Knicks don't make the conference finals, heads are going to roll. And I wouldn't blame James Dolan. I wouldn't blame Leon Rose. I wouldn't blame anyone. Any of the high-ups in the organization to say, everyone can go. And let's try to, you know, put a winning product again on the court, which I think they can and will. New York playing at the Garden now, playing for the Knicks is an attractive destination. It's cool to be a Knick now. But if the head coach you brought in to take you to the next step, the next round, the next level doesn't, and you fall shorter than what you did last year, it's an epic failure and heads would roll.